With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside Hour 2, The Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith and Doug Gottlieb in for Dan and the Danettes today. Hit us up on Twitter at HowAboutAFresca, Doug at Gottlieb Show. Thanks to Michael Lee for stopping by last hour on the show. We got more NBA on the way, including the latest on Anthony Davis, who now looks like he's only going to be out for a month after that injury the other night.
I mean, only a month.
Well, it looked awful. It looked like one of those injuries that, oh my God, he's going to be out for the rest of the season. His ankle turned. I think the guy's made of rubber. You know, because we have this happen like five times a year. Look at that injury by AD. Oh, he's not coming back for a while. And then he's back out of the locker room in 5 minutes. I mean, that looks really, really bad.
It was a sprained ankle. It was a badly sprained ankle. A month is a long time. I mean, I don't, he's helped by the All-Star break. Yeah, here's the thing. What's interesting about Anthony Davis, a friend of mine, who's in the Lakers organization, told me, which is when LeBron, like last year, he had the high ankle sprain, and they're like, yo, man, you're going to be out 2 to 4. High ankle sprains are hard, probably 4 weeks. LeBron is everyday treatment guy at the house as well, back in 2 weeks. Whereas technically, Anthony Davis is a guy like, oh, I'm out 4 weeks? I'll see you in 4 weeks. And nobody sees or hears him. So that's
like it's a vacation.
A month is a long time for a sprained ankle. It's a badly sprained ankle, but it's a long time, and it'll be interesting to see when he comes back and if the Lakers can keep it together by the time he gets back. Sorry, keep going. You were vamping. I apologize.
No, it's all good. It's just when that happened, you saw the way the side of his ankle hit the floor, and I'm like, okay, he's done for. We're not seeing him again. Like we're not going to see him again until the fall, or maybe we don't see him as a Laker again.
He didn't break his leg in half. He sprained his ankle.
Yeah, but AD is not the guy. Is not the Mr. Slim Goodbody stay in shape all the time. Something like that. I'm like, that's going to keep him out forever.
No question. But I think. That's what a badly sprained ankle looks like. That's what it looks like. You turn that thing badly. It was bad. It was bad.
Do we see him in a month? Do you think we see him in a month, or are we not going to see him in a month?
Yes.
We'll see him in one month from the day. Okay, I'm out a month. 1 month of the day, I'm here?
Yes. Yes. I'll see you in a month.
Okay. Well, you told me you'd see me. I'm here. I'm back. I'm reporting.
Yeah.
Big stuff out of the NFL yesterday. I probably saw this headline that the Packers, hey, please, Aaron Rodgers, please stay, hired Tom Clements as their quarterback coach. Now, Tom Clements is probably a name you've seen over the course of the past 30 years, very highly regarded, one of the biggest quarterback gurus in National Football League history, and a guy that Rodgers has long credited with his development during his early days in the league. Tom Clements has worked with a lot of quarterbacks, a lot of successful guys, and here's Aaron Rodgers now getting Tom Clements, who's coming out of retirement, because he's 68, to come and coach quarterbacks with the Packers. Now, clearly, here's an olive branch for Aaron Rodgers as hopefully things thaw. Now, I know, Doug, there's something bigger that the Packers can do to clinch him coming back. But do you buy this, that this is the, hey, we really want to mend fences with Aaron Rodgers. We're going to do some things here publicly that are going to help that along the way?
Yes. Yes. I think, you know, if you track what's been going on in Green Bay, right, where the reports were that Aaron Rodgers stayed around Green Bay a little bit longer than he normally does after they lost to the San Francisco 49ers, and that he was on some levels involved in some, you know, planning and decision making as they knew they were going to lose Nathaniel Hackett. This feels like Denver made a really good move to put him in check. And then, you know, I don't know enough about, I know enough about chess, but this does feel like a reversal, almost like a checkmate. Or if you want to use the wrestling analogy, right? Like, you got him, Denver might have had him pinned, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Green Bay's like, nope, got you exactly where I want you. Bringing back Tom Clemens feels like this is what Aaron wanted. We're going to adjust the roster. We're going to bring back Devontae Adams. He's going to get a new contract. That's what it feels like. Look, I totally understand if you watch the second straight Super Bowl of a quarterback getting out of their longtime home and in their new spot in their first year winning a Super Bowl. That's hard to compete against, right? Because anybody sit there and go like, man, you know, Aaron Rodgers would just get to Denver Broncos or to, you know, pick other team. But, you know, Aaron's still under contract. They don't have to trade him. They don't have to do anything. Devontae Adams, frankly, still under contract and can be franchise tagged. So the Packers do hold those cards. And when you listen to what Aaron said at the NFL honors dinner, you realize that whether he really thinks it or not, he sure is selling us that he actually loves his head coach. Like, they have a really good relationship.
Until the playoffs, when suddenly they can't do anything.
I mean, they don't have good enough players around him. That's it. Like, you take away Devontae Adams, he doesn't have a good enough. AJ Dillon got hurt, didn't have a good enough tight end. I love Mercedes Lewis, but he's not. And all these other guys have, you know, the big time quarterbacks have a legit tight end. He doesn't have one. No one else scared anybody, and they're playing the freezing cold. Nobody can. And then, you know, they get rid of think about that. What they did, they went and hired Rich Bisaccia, who is a very well-regarded special teams guy. Ask anybody in the AFC West, and like, you know what, Bisaccia's been really well-regarded. That's to fix their special teams. They go and get his longtime mentor and friend who he lost his mind over when they left, in Tom Clemens, and bring him back. This feels like this is all part of Aaron Rodgers saying, like, look, if we're going to do this, let's do this right. Let's hire really good coaches, and then we'll adjust the roster, and let's run this thing back.
Well, look, now I have that visual Sean McVay yelling, run it back, like right next to me, that scares me when I hear it now. Here's the thing about Rodgers. A couple of quick things is that Rodgers now, I wonder how much of this is, okay, if I get traded, they're sending me to the AFC. Right, like there's people I've talked to that have said, listen, if they make this deal, they desperately want to send him to the AFC.
Sure.
And the AFC is loaded with quarterbacks. You want to go to the AFC West and it's Mahomes and Herbert, and then you get to the playoffs and it's Josh Allen. And that's a really difficult thing, because when you look at what's happening in the NFC, Brady just walked away. You have no idea what's happening with Kyler Murray in Arizona right now. He's unhappy and he wants more money, and I don't think the Cardinals are going to give it to him. I wonder how much of Rodgers is that, wait a minute, staying here is probably the path of least resistance to the Super Bowl, because I could go into the AFC and just get eaten up if I wind up with the wrong team. And trying to get through some of those quarterbacks in the playoffs, now Joe Burrow is a guy I got to get through. I don't know that I really want to do that. So maybe staying here turns out to be the right thing, and he sees that as part of how do I get to the Super Bowl. Even though we lost at home to the 49ers, I lost to Jimmy Garoppolo. So maybe this is better, because if I'm losing to Jimmy Garoppolo, hopefully we can make changes where next season I can get past Garoppolo and Matthew Stafford and not have to worry about Mahomes and Herbert and Burrow and Josh Allen and whatever the Patriots wind up doing. This is the better place for me to stay.
Yeah, I just think it's really hard to know what matters to him, what he wants. I do feel like, you know, he's got kind of a wandering spirit. You know, and he kind of path to discovering himself. I mean, obviously, there have been headlines that his engagement is off. Is that because he's staying in Green Bay and she doesn't live in Green Bay and doesn't want to live in Green Bay? Or is that because he has a wandering spirit and he doesn't love the commitment to it because he's been committed to the same football team for 17 years? I don't know. I don't know if a quarterback sits there and goes, yeah, you know, they have Josh Allen. Like, those guys are confident enough in themselves that they don't care who's playing quarterback on the other side. You know, you get me a good enough team, I'm gonna win you a Super Bowl. I generally believe that's how most of those guys think. Like, I don't think Tom Brady sought out Tampa and said, well, wait, who's on their schedule and who's in the NFC? And yeah, okay, now that works. I think it was, you know, location-wise, they had talent. He had a coach that would allow him to kind of do his thing. And it was a completely different style than how the program was run when he was in New England. I don't think the rest of the conference really matters. But there is the reality that there's no way the Green Bay Packers are trading him to anybody. At first, I don't think they're trading him. Who wants to be the guys who traded Aaron Rodgers? Like, oh, you guys are the ones who traded Aaron Rodgers. Like, yeah, I don't. After he won an MVP, like, yeah, I don't want to be that guy.
Brett Favre if they do things differently. I mean, yeah, they just do it differently.
The Brett Favre thing was different, right? Like, let's give context to it. Brett Favre thought about retiring for two consecutive years. Then he did retire. And then he's like, you sure? Yep, I'm done. Okay, Aaron Rodgers team. Then Brett's like, you know what? I want to play again. They're like, dude, we already gave the team to Aaron Rodgers. Can't do it. And then they traded him. That's not where we are with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is coming off of an MVP season, okay, where, and they're acquiescing to so many. They go and get a wide receiver that he wants last year, you know, in Randall Cobb. Now they go and get Tom Clemens back. I have no doubt that going to hire Rich Bisaccia was probably, they probably leaned on Aaron Rodgers in terms of, you know, who do you trust here, because they were such a disaster in special teams. It's different than the Brett Favre one.
You want to ensure that he comes back. Jason Smith, Doug Gottlieb here on the Dan Patrick Show. If you want to ensure that Aaron Rodgers comes back, hiring Tom Clements is great. Trade Jordan Love. Trade Jordan Love, because that accomplishes things, two different things. It's like double meanings for trading Jordan Love. If you trade him, you are admitting, if you're the Packers, hey, we were wrong. And being wrong means we were wrong about him as a prospect, because, look, clearly you hear people, you hear stories in the Packers, look, he's not ready still. This is 2 years going on. We traded up to get him in the first round. Okay, he's a sunk cost. We are admitting that we were wrong about him. But you're also admitting, hey, Aaron, we were wrong to try to push you out. You know, we drafted Jordan Love to take over. We expected this to be the year, and it didn't work out for him. You've won two MVPs. This is them saying, Aaron, this is about as sorry as we could say we are, without having to have a press conference saying, we're all here to say we're sorry. Wearing T-shirts that say, Aaron Rodgers, we're sorry. This accomplishes both of those things. And if you're the Packers, you don't have to worry about blowback on it, because, look, first-round picks don't work out all the time, right? There's guys that get waived after their first couple of years for many different reasons. It's more high profile because of what happened, and then Aaron Rodgers, who took on the Packers and threatened to leave and threatened to have changes. So I think there's a little bit more involved with Favre than that. But if you're moving on from him, whatever you get for him, you get for him. And Packers fans and pundits are going to say, well, hey, they made the move to move on from him. They realized their mistake. And now what they have as a result is Aaron Rodgers playing quarterback there for the next 3 or 4 years. And he'll get a new contract. He'll get some money. And this is how it's going to work out. Because can he really leave after you trade Love? After, hey, we're going to bring in Tom Clemens. We're going to get rid of Jordan Love. Everything we've done for you, Aaron, now. Now can he really still say, don't like it, I want out? That's like the big pressure point that would get him to absolutely commit and stay.
I don't think, I think the idea of pushing him out is not accurate at all. I just don't. I think they protected themselves against what the Dolphins have gone through, the Bills went through, all these teams that have great quarterbacks. You go back three seasons ago, and though I thought he had a pretty good year, many people were saying, you know, he's kind of declined some. He doesn't like being there. And Jordan Love was supposed to be a couple years away. And then Aaron Rodgers, you would have expected his skills to have eroded. At the time, he wasn't all in on the program, and he's completely come around. I thought it was actually a smart, kind of safe sort of pick. And I do think that because there's so few highly touted prospects coming out of this year's NFL draft, it wouldn't stun me if they could get close to a second for him, which is not exactly pennies on the dollar, right? He has trained under Aaron Rodgers. Or do they keep him? Could they? Yeah, of course they could. Of course they could. If they re-sign Aaron Rodgers to a new deal where there's 3 years. Now, at some point in time, they're going to draft another quarterback. You have to draft another quarterback. And, oh, yeah, by the way, just for anybody who doesn't pay attention, ask anyone inside NFL front offices that has a star quarterback. And I know I have a friend who was in Indy when Peyton was there. They would draft a guy in the sixth round, and Peyton would be like the first call the next day, like, who is this guy? You know, they're all like that. It's just like, you know, actors and movie stars and people in our business, and some of the most talented people are some of the most insecure people, and they worry about things that don't have anything to do with them. But that's kind of human nature, if you will. So I think they could trade Jordan Love? Yeah, I think this is a pretty good year to do so in the draft. But I think, you know, there's got to be a succession plan at some point in time. If that happens, it would coincide with a contract extension to Aaron Rodgers, which would put all this to rest. And that's probably what they do in order to navigate the cap and keep Davante Adams and go out and get some more talent.
See, I'd be with you in a vacuum, but here's why I disagree, is that not all quarterbacks are made the same. Some quarterbacks are okay with having the young guy, okay, look, I'm going to help him. I understand this is how it works. I'm going to play until I can't play anymore, and then this guy's going to take over. Other guys get mad. Look at what happened with Brady and Garoppolo in the Patriots. They drafted Jimmy Garoppolo. This is not happening. Bob Kraft, you got to trade Jimmy Garoppolo. Garoppolo gets dealt. Brady gets pissed, and he winds up leaving and wins his last Super Bowl with Tampa Bay. I think you have to know the makeup of your quarterback to know that this guy's okay with it. This guy's not okay with it. This guy's not okay with it, but it might be able to motivate him. You get into a dicey situation there. It's like, okay, I get that you want to have your next quarterback on the roster, but that's not always good for the quarterback you have there. And here are the Packers who can look back and say, okay, well, did we succeed? We had Aaron Rodgers the last 2 years. He's won two MVPs. We had home field advantage in the playoffs, and we couldn't get to the Super Bowl. And now we have to worry about remaking our relationship with our quarterback and giving him a ton more money, and hopefully this is going to work. But overall, we've gone through a lot of stuff, and here we are basically the same place we were 2 years ago.
I mean, look, I think it's a really good – I think they're a much better football team than they were 2 years ago. I think they need a little bit of help. Their offensive line hasn't been good enough. Obviously not having David Bakhtiari all year, that helps change things. And he needs another guy or two. He needs a tight end. He needs a tight end, and this needs another guy or two. I don't know if Odell Beckham Jr. would have worked, but that would have been a swing that you might have wanted to take now, kind of in hindsight, because they absolutely need another playmaker in addition to fixing the offensive line. But I think that it was hard to tell where the signs were pointing when you're watching that NFL awards, right? Because there was a certain nostalgia, a certain 17 years. On the other hand, when you hear people talk about what's happening in Green Bay, and then you see them hire Tom Clemens, who Aaron Rodgers has an immense amount of respect for, you feel like, and you hear him saying, I'm going to make this decision quicker. I think he's staying. I think he's staying.
Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith, Doug Gottlieb in for Dan and the Danettes today. And speaking of staying, hey, you talked to Daniel Jeremiah earlier this week on your show, and DJ says, this is going to wind up being about the money. Let's hear from Daniel Jeremiah.
We see a lot of people around the league, and the expectation from everyone I talk to is Aaron Rodgers is going to get a new contract in Green Bay, and he's not going anywhere. That if there's a quarterback leaving Green Bay, it was more likely to be Jordan Love than Aaron Rodgers. So that's kind of the expectation from the guys that I talked to.
As Daniel Jeremiah earlier on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. See the biggest stars live on HBO Max. Catch Max Original Peacemaker starring John Cena. And don't miss the HBO Original Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty. I can't wait to see that one. Discover all this and more HBO Max for just $9.99 a month.
Have you seen the previews for it? It looks insane. It looks absolutely insane, the previews for that show.
Yes.
Jason Smith, Doug Gottlieb, Twitter at How About a Fresca, Doug at Gottlieb Show. Coming up next, we got Charles Robinson from Yahoo stopping by. After everything we've seen this week, is Tom Brady really retired? Maybe not. That's next right here, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show, Jason Smith. The Friday, had a big conversation a few minutes ago, Doug and I, about the future of Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love in Green Bay. Joining us hotline to help us break down that and more, senior NFL reporter for Yahoo. You can follow him on Twitter, at Charles Robinson. That is at Charles Robinson. It is the aforementioned Charles Robinson. What's happening, man? Happy Friday.
How are you guys doing today?
Here, and then we'll get into the Brady and the Ram stuff. Tom Clements back, Aaron Rodgers preferable quarterback coach. Right. Packers seem like they're trying to mend fences. I talked about, hey, you trade Jordan Love, that would cinch Aaron Rodgers comes back. Maybe it's about a new contract. What are you hearing?
For Aaron, honestly, if it was a situation where, you know, he said, I'm out, and, you know, for everybody would, you know, I mean, there'd be probably 10 teams, maybe a dozen, that would make a call. Now, that said, the Packers, from what I understand, old Rodgers, like, look, Devontae Adams isn't going anywhere. If we have to tag him, we will do that. In terms of a contract, we can split it out enough with voidable year that, you know, basically Rodgers would, if not be the highest paid quarterback in the league, he'd be right there with Patrick Mahomes. You know, they've, as far as from what I've been told, like the plan has been in place and presented to him in terms of what can be done to not just maintain the current roster as it is, but, you know, tweak it in ways where they could potentially get better. He's just taking his time. But I think we're all headed to the combine the end of this month. I really truly believe we're going to have word going into the combine, because Rodgers knows that if he decides he doesn't want to fight, they have to be able to make their moves sort of at the combine with all the off the, you know, record conversations. So I'll only say the one thing, be generous with the front office, which was something he refused to do prior to this, you know, to repeatedly say that he feels like they're listening to Promoto when he accepted Lace MVP. It's, I think, quite a bit has been mended between those two, but that still doesn't guarantee he's going to return.
Okay, what about Mahomes? Mahomes is interesting because Super Week, I talked to a lot of people and they said, you know, no one has an issue with Mahomes, but his brother, the fiance, it's just a lot of kind of nonsense and noise off the football field that bothers him. That you know, that with his rise to superstardom, Pat has maintained the same guy, but others around him have become more prominent, and some in the organization aren't super fond of that. Have you heard the same?
Look, there's clearly a profile there, you know, for his brother and his wife. You know, you just talk about whether it's TikTok. I mean, basically social media platforms, they're both a known commodity. You know, they're both their own, you know, they have their own sort of setup on social media. And obviously there have been some moments, you know, the playoff moment where some people got sprayed with champagne, and that became a whole big thing where, you know, his wife felt like, hey, you know, why are people constantly attacking me for, you know, when I'm just living my life or whatever. Look, there's no doubt that there's been a lot of talk about his brother and, you know, his wife and the social media stuff and all that. I have no clue whether or not the organization would get anywhere near stepping into that. You know, I think they just kind of treat it like, hey, it's a private thing. It's his family. It's not anything that, you know, they're going to inject themselves into. So I don't know, man. I can tell you there's no question that it's noticeable. But at the same time, I think you tread lightly when it comes to, you know, things like that. But I see a lot of focus, particularly when they're out in the public. I see a lot of clips that end up rolling through my timeline at some point where if they're at a basketball game or they're at, you know, if they're out doing something socially together, there's certainly a lot of spotlight on it and a lot of nitpicking that comes along with it. I just don't know if you're a team, how do you really engage in that? You know, I don't know how you tell someone how to manage, you know, the people around them or whether or not they even feel that's their place.
Yahoo NFL insider Charles Robinson, our guest here on Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith and Doug Gottlieb. All right, so from Patrick Mahomes, let's go to Tom Brady, Charles. We just watched the week that was. Brady retired a couple weeks ago, had a chance to shut the door on resuming his career, and he said, I never say never. Okay, now suddenly we're aflame with Brady is coming back. Has a chance to do it earlier this week on his final podcast of the year with Jim Gray and says, I'm just taking it one day at a time. Is Tom Brady really retired? Because I think if he wanted to really be retired, he would have shut the door on it.
I thought Tony Romo said something that was really fascinating when this all came down the pipeline. Romo was like, this guy, you know, I'm paraphrasing here, but he sort of suggested, like, I could see this guy pulling a Jordan where he steps away and then decides to come back. Now, I think Tony Romo had a longer timeline. Like, I think Tony thought maybe he sits out a year and then he decides, you know, hey, I want to come back. But he basically made the point that this is just sort of who this guy is. And Tony was like, it's not like Tom told me anything, but I know him. And Tony was approaching it from being someone who stepped out of the game, you know, who left. And the feelings that you have and knowing that Tom leaving at the top, at the peak, is going to afford him that opportunity to think, hey, you know, I could still come back and do this next year. And, you know, there's going to be no shortage of people, you know, surrounding the Buccaneers organization that want me to come back into the fold. I guess the one thing I would say is someone once told me about the NFL, they compared it to a train. And they're like, you know, when you get off that train, you either get it off, you get off yourself. Most of us are pushed off. But once it leaves, there's a certain emptiness. It's really hard to watch it leave. So if you still have an opportunity to get back on, and it was interesting because he was talking about Parcells, when Parcells kept returning to coaching. And, you know, he said, if you still have an opportunity to get on, he's like, very few of us don't take that opportunity. And I thought about that with Tom. So, I still think there's a chance that he suits up next year. That he takes the entire offseason, and I will bet you, you know, the team, regardless of what they do at quarterback, and they're going to poke around with other quarterbacks, they'll check back in early July and say, hey, you want to show up for camp?
I think what's going to be most interesting, Charles Robinson joining us, Jason Smith and Doug Gottlieb in for Dan the Danette, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio, is the retirement possibilities of McVay, which obviously aren't happening, and then, of course, of Aaron Donald. This is like anything. It's about money, right? I mean, it's...
Of course, yeah. I mean, come on.
So what's... Well, first, what's the number for Aaron Donald? Because his contract... in this contract, he's still got 3 years, but all that money was up front first 3 years. Now it's like a yearly deal. What's the new number going to look like?
Yeah, I mean, so here's the deal. Like Donald, the reality is, like you said, there's two things. Number one, he's the fifth highest paid defender in the league, okay? But it's not just that. He's got 3 years left in an era where we're going to see the salary cap the next 3 years really take some big leaps, okay? He very easily could have been defensive player of the year this year. I mean, it was he and TJ Watt. It was pretty close. And when I made my own calls, there were a lot of people who were like, look, realistically, Donald, every year I could tell you Aaron Donald's defensive player of the year, you know, the guy worthy of, you know, breaking that plateau for a defender. I think the number is, you know, the highest paid defensive player in the league. And I think the Rams have to look at it and go, okay, he's got 3 years left. Let's figure out a way to augment the salary, you know, basically just redraw the terms so that he's the highest paid defensive player in the year, you know, every single year. Because if he plays out those last 3 years, he's probably going to be, I don't know, outside the top 10 by the end of that deal. And I think he'd be 34 at the end of that deal. That's not when you're like, hey, I'm going to get another I mean, maybe him. Like, he's like an absolute... I've never seen a player like him before, so it's possible, but I just don't see that next huge bite of the apple being there at 34. It's there now. That's why I think this retirement stuff pops up all of a sudden, is you got to look at the money. Same with McVay. You know, this whole idea of McVay needs to be in the territory where Sean Payton was, where Bill Belichick is. I mean, you're talking, you know, $12, $13, $14 million a year. I think he's at like 8.5 now, I believe, if I'm correct. So, you know, these are people, you know, who've earned the bump, and we're heading into an off season where the Rams are going to have some work to do, but some of that work's going to have to be making sure that, you know, Aaron Donald. Here's the thing too about Donald. I will say this. Donald's the rare guy who got paid, and he got obviously massive deal when he cut his 6-year deal, but then went out and did what? I mean, overperformed. He almost, I remember we were like year one into his extension, and there were people in the league who were like, he's already outperforming that deal. Like, he's exceeded it already. You never hear that, and yet that's what he's given the Rams the last 3 years.
He's on Twitter at Charles Robinson. That is at Charles Robinson, senior NFL reporter for Yahoo. Check out his Big Time Super Bowl podcast up there as well. Again, on Twitter at Charles Robinson. Charles, as always, appreciate your time, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Be safe.
The best, Charles Robinson, joining us here on the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. Okay, so what do you like? It's interesting. We do this all the time. We're going to sit here and go, oh, well, the Rams are the favorite to go repeat because they got Aaron Donald back. And like they weren't the favorite. They weren't the one seed. They weren't the best team. And that division is stacked. I don't know what Seattle looks like next year. The Arizona thing is interesting next year with Kyler Murray, what that looks like. But it's fascinating that because you win that last game, how many people forget about all the other, like, there's a reason they had to go on the road in order to get back to LA and play in a home Super Bowl and play a home. They had to have things go in their favor to play an NFC Championship game.
Well, I look at it differently. Who's in their way? Right? Because I look at the AFC and I go, boy, look at that. Look how loaded it was. We had the Bengals beating the Chiefs, and boy, the Bengals getting back next year. And you talk about all the teams that are really, really good. I mean, the Bills were, you know, just a hair's breadth away from being that team. The Chiefs are still going to be really good. Look, the Chargers are on the way up. The Titans won 12 games this year. They're getting Derrick Henry back. Now Burrow is really good, but, you know, the Steelers are going to reload at quarterback. Look at the NFC and I go, who's really in their way? The Cowboys are the Cowboys, right? They're going to do this every single year. They're going to win just enough, but they don't have enough money to spend because they give too much money to too many guys at the top. They're too top heavy. They're not going to be a real threat. The Packers, this is their second year in a row they lost at home in the playoffs. And if you can't do it, then when are you going to do it, right? Tampa Bay just watched Brady walk away. The Saints are replacing a quarterback and a head coach. And in the West, the Cardinals are good, but are they better? And as you talked about the Murray drama, the Niners are good, but they're going to be replacing a quarterback this year. The Seahawks, who knows? They, you know, they were under 500 last year. I just don't see a team right now who's in their way. You know, I mean, look, clearly as things change in the offseason with trades and signings and free agents, I don't see a team that I can say, boy, yeah, that's who the Rams have to worry about next year.
No, I mean, I think obviously the Niners have dominated them up until, you know, this last game. I don't know what they look like with Trey Lance, but anything you can say about Aaron Donald, which is fair, he's a great player. You could probably say about Nick Bosa, who's plays a different role in a different position, but similarly dominant and effective. Like, Nick Bosa is a game changer, and the Niners, you know, nearly went to the Super Bowl on, you know, he and Debo Samuel and some of their, like, Fred Warner and some of their other, they got dudes. Niners aren't going anywhere. They're going to be around for a while. I'm not a big McCarthy guy. I do think the Cowboys are close. It's fun to see them lose. They're close. If the Packers, you know, if the Packers have Aaron Rodgers, they're right there. The NFC South is the one that's fascinating, right? You could make the case for the last couple years. There have been times in which it's been the best or among the best divisions in football. But, you know, Cam aged out and couldn't throw a football, and they hit refresh, and they're somewhere in their rebuild. You know, I don't know what the Saints look like in terms of their offense. Do they bring Jameis back? What does that look like without Sean Payton? Don't know about Tampa, Atlanta. You know, they feel better, but not great. I don't know. So I'm with you in terms of totality of the NFC is not the totality of the AFC, but there's going to be some quarterback movement. And I would guess that some of that changes. And, you know, as we've seen, when guys move, less than 50% of the time it's even successful, but it has given us our last two Super Bowl champions.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Doug at Gottlieb Show, Jason Smith, Doug Gottlieb in for Dan Patrick today. We'll have more NFL on the way, but coming up next, there is a basketball book spreading takes and new opinions of Coach K like wildfire. We break it down coming up next right here. Jason and Doug, Fox.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith and Doug Gottlieb in for Dan and the Danettes today. Thanks to Charles Robinson stopping by a few minutes ago, talking NFL with us. We'll have more NFL coming up in about 15 minutes as the latest in the Rams, still on big Super Bowl overload. Doug Gottlieb partying shirtless with Aaron Donald. Look, this big book that's come out, or that is coming out in the next few days, gotten a lot of advanced press, a lot of great stories about Coach K. Ian O'Connor, longtime New York insider writer, you know, writes New York newspapers and has a big book on Coach K. And so far, some of the stories coming out of this book are pretty big. And sometimes you get books that come out and you go, ah, okay, what's really in this? But we're learning a lot of new things about Coach K. You know, Doug, the last couple of days we found out that, hey, LeBron asked Coach K to talk to Kobe after he was taking too many shots in the Olympics back in 2008, and Mike Krzyzewski had to have that conversation with him, and the Tommy Amaker-John Shire debate where Tommy Amaker could have been the next head coach of Duke, but Coach K said, ah, it would be kind of awkward because you've been away from the program for so long, so John Shire is going to get the gig. You know, what are you taking away from some of this stuff that you've seen so far?
Well, I mean, if we work backwards, I'm actually getting a chance. I've never been to a Duke game at Cameron, ever.
Really? And all the all the games you've done, you've never been to or done a Duke game?
No, at Cameron.
At Cameron, right. You've never been there. Wow.
So I'm going. Okay. So tomorrow, I'm going to call the game with Spiro Dedis. We're going to do Westwood 1. If you beat him at Duke, and hopefully Coach K is healthy enough to coach. Remember, they played and beat Wake Forest on a tip dunk earlier this week, and he didn't coach in the second half. John Shire did. I actually completely understand what he's saying with Tommy. You know, the idea that, like, look, you haven't been here since 97. We kind of have a thing here. Like, I don't think his excuse in the awkwardness of John Shire and what he told him, I don't think that's the right way to handle it. Like, if you just tell Tommy Amaker, like, T.A., you're good at Harvard. You know, we got this thing kind of rolling. Shire's got a whole new recruiting class coming in. Like, this is what I want to do. You know, the truth hurts and stings right away, but it's easier to take over time. Whereas now Tommy Amaker's like, really? You're not having me there because it'd be awkward with John Shire staying as the head assistant? Like, that doesn't... And I'm sure that Tommy, if he took over, would want to do his own thing as well. So I don't love that. What I do like is that people are finally learning what most of us inside basketball know, that Mike Krzyzewski is not the angel with his words that some would believe. Remember, one of the things that he has the benefit of is the cameras are at his back, and because of where the cameras are, that arena is a lot like the one I played in Oklahoma State, where it's a little bandbox, and so basically I got like a ceiling cam, so the camera's always focused on the court, whereas some of these cameras, they face the benches, and you can see when coaches are more demonstrative. Like last night, I was watching Michigan take on Iowa. Michigan came from behind and ends up getting a big road win. But Juwan Howard got a technical foul in the first half, but the cameras picked him up saying BS twice, only he said the full word BS twice, and ultimately got himself a technical foul. So the fact that Mike Krzyzewski loves dropping an MF-er, and that I think it's amazing, because that's what it really sounds like to be around college basketball from my perspective. There's a lot of realness to it. I think it's good.
Is this going to be a different? Are we going to have a different opinion of Coach K after this book? Because already the Amaker stuff is he has run a program that is beyond reproach for the better part of three decades, and he always does it right, and he does things the right way, and he makes the only thing I know that really upsets him is when fans storm the court. He gets really, really mad at that for some reason. He hates when fans run on the court. Are we going to learn more about him that's going to change our opinions of, okay, maybe he's not an angel boy. Maybe I wouldn't have handled things that way, and he comes back down to the pack a little bit and isn't as much of, hey, it's Mike Krzyzewski and everybody else.
I think if you thought of him as a saint, it will give you some negativity to that opinion. I think if you didn't think he was a real human and had real human interactions and flaws and anger and got after guys, and then I think you'll like him more. Because I think you'll like him more. I think you'll find that, look, there's going to be a lot of... I don't think that Krzyzewski himself is disliked. I think it's most of our portrayals of him at times are disliked because we don't tell you the real story, what it's really like. And I think most people see through that. I think this will tell you what he's really like. I think he is a mind manipulator. But he's also a relationship guy, right? Where he gets to know these guys. That's what college sports is about. You have to here's the best way to express it. And I'm going to credit my brother. I don't know where he got it, but he said something to me a long time ago, and it stuck, and it's true. Jason, what business are you in?
Sports.
Wrong. You know, business you're in? People business. Right? Mike Krzyzewski's in the people business as well. He's a basketball coach. He's in the people business. I'm in it. You're in it. We're all in it. Okay? How you relate and deal with people. You work with a partner who's your best friend. Okay? If you guys don't have a good working symbiotic relationship, the show doesn't work. Right? If you and I can't get together, we can't be guys and talk on the phone for exchange texts before the show. It doesn't work. You know? And it's the same thing with Mike Krzyzewski. He's in the people business, and he's great with all levels of people, younger people, older people, boosters as well. He handles them all differently. But I think that's what you'll walk away thinking. If your view is he's beyond reproach as a human being, he's some saint, he never curses, he holds a Bible in his hand and he just tells the boys to go out there and give it your darndest and try your best, well, then you're going to have a different opinion walking away. But if you want to know how this dude has survived in a vicious game of sharks for 50 years and been the most successful collegiate and international coach of our lifetime, read the book, and I think you'll walk away going like, you know what, he's kind of a real dude. He's got some flaws, but I like how he gets after guys.
Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith, Doug Gottlieb in for Dan and the Danettes. There it is, the latest on the book with Coach K. Coming up next, we're going to get into big time a story with the Los Angeles Rams, who have been pretty bereft of controversy, Doug, until, well, yesterday. Everything was going great. Then the Matthew Stafford video gets out, and suddenly things are changing. So we get into that coming up next right here. Doug at Gottlieb Show. I'm at How About a Fresca. We're in for Dan and the Danettes today. This is Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.